This is 91.9 FM KPTZ Port Townsend. I'm Diane Urbani de La Paz with local news and commentary for Friday, the 21st of April. The Washington State Legislature has passed a ban on dozens of semi-automatic rifles, and Governor Jay Inslee is expected to sign it into law. The Associated Press reports that this ban would block the sale, distribution, manufacture, and importation of more than 50 gun models, and those include AR-15s and AK-47s. The law would not, however, ban the possession of these weapons by people who already have them. The legislature's passage of this weapons ban comes after many failed attempts to do so. It has finally happened amid a horrific spate of mass shootings. According to a BBC report, there have been, so far this year, at least 160 of them across the United States. Figures from the Gun Violence Archive, a nonprofit research database, show that the number of mass shootings has gone up significantly in recent years. In each of the last 3 years, there have been more than 600 mass shootings per year. That's almost two a day on average. While the U.S. does not have a single definition for mass shootings, the Gun Violence Archive defines them as incidents in which four or more people are injured or killed. The disappeared tiny home you heard about earlier this week on KPTZ News has been recovered. The Little Red House, which the Peninsula Daily News reported was stolen from Deer Park Road, just outside Port Angeles, sometime between Monday and Tuesday, was found very early Wednesday morning in the Gales Addition neighborhood of Port Angeles. The organization called New Image is having a women's apparel sale today and Saturday from 10 until 3. New Image receives generously donated clothing from local people and then provides it to qualified women who need it. The sale is a fundraiser and a way to slim down New Image's inventory of dresses and other fashions that are not useful to the organization's clientele. New Image, whose motto is "Wear clothes, build confidence," is in the Mountain View Commons, very close to KPTZ and the YMCA, on Blaine Street in Port Townsend. More information awaits at newimagept.org. Another nearby nonprofit, The Recyclery, on Blaine and Kearney Streets, will have an open house this coming Sunday after being closed down for about 4 months. Everybody is invited to come and see The Recyclery's refreshed space and learn about its reimagined mission and governance. There will also be screen printing of the Recyclery logo on T-shirts, so you're invited to bring your own shirt for that. The open house, from noon until 3 o'clock on Sunday, will also be a time to find out how to get involved in the Recyclery's activities. Sunday afternoon at 3:30, there will be a bike ride from the Recyclery up to Fort Worden. The pace will be casual, and helmets and lights are strongly encouraged. The website for information is ptrecyclery.org. The City of Port Townsend will hold Golf Course Open House Number 2 this coming Wednesday, April 26th. During the gathering from 5 until 7 o'clock at Fort Worden Commons, the discussion will go into what the preferred site plan is for the land where the city golf course lies, surrounded by Blaine Street and San Juan Avenue. The options include renovating the golf course, building a city park, or a hybrid of those two. According to the city's website, the meeting will also summarize public feedback received up until now. The YMCA will provide childcare to anyone who needs it during the open house on Wednesday evening. And then an online version of the open house will be held on Monday, May 1st, from 4 o'clock until 5:30 in the evening. You can read more about all of this at cityofpt.us, which has a link to the Engage PT page, which in turn has a lot of information about the open house. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5 Monday through Friday and at noon on Saturday. You can contact us through news@kptz.org. This is Diane Urbani de La Paz. Thanks for listening.